Your nation, the United States, shall fall to a despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of Timothy, chapter 6, verses 1 through 12, quote, "Whosoever are servants under the yoke, let them count their masters worthy of all honor, lest the name of the Lord and his doctrine be blasphemed. But they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but serve them the rather because they are faithful and beloved, who are partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach you otherwise and consent not to the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to that doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but sick about questions and strifes of words, from which arise envies, contentions, blasphemies, evil suspicions, conflicts of men, corrupted in mind and who are destitute of truth, supposing gain to be godliness. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and certainly we carry nothing out. But having food wherewith to be covered, with these things we are content. For they that will become rich fall into temptation, and into the snare of the devil, and into many unprofitable and hurtful desires, which drown men into destruction and perdition. For the desire of money is the root of all evils, which some coveting have erred from the faith, and have entangled themselves in many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, fly these things, and pursue justice, godliness, faith, charity, patience, mildness. Fight a good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called to be confessed a good confession before many witnesses." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she said that to listen carefully. My child, you understand. The Eternal Father is most merciful, and my Son does not want the world to be destroyed. However, great tribulation shall be set upon mankind. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire and brimstone. What can you expect upon your country, which allows homosexuality to flourish and become the way of life, which now your leaders, under a banner of truthfulness and faithfulness to his God had now turned down that banner and is going in the direction of Satan. Laws are being made now to protect the offenders of God, the homosexuals. Mankind will have a banner ahead. There will be tribulation set upon the world before my son returns to gather his own. Yes, in time, many will be removed from the earth. However, there will be a tribulation before that moment. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. And my children of the earth and the once beautiful United States of America, do not sell your souls to get to the head. Money has been called the root of all evil. Already the young are being tarnished, their souls corrupted by their elders. What, oh what, my children, can you expect from the Eternal Father? My son constantly pleads your cause before the Eternal Father. However, the time is growing short. That's why, my child, I brought you here this evening in your debilitated state as an act of mercy to the world to turn from their path of destruction. Your nation, the United States, shall fall to the despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. I know, my children, many of you who hear my voice or my words will say, how can this happen to us? But we heard that the Eternal Father has said himself that he heard that many years ago when he sent prophets to warn Sodom and Gomorrah, and they too did not listen. So now, my children, you will go forth as soldiers for Christ, my son. If you swerve in your course of dedication, you can lose your eternal soul. Is this not worth fighting for, my children? Go out as soldiers of Christ. Carry the banner called faithful and true. And do not be swerved by the works of mankind. Because what is coming out in your press is controlled, my children, throughout your country and the world. You must pray to be enlightened so that you will not be deluded by the forces of evil loosed in your country and other nations of the world.
You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast. In these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns, we found a tremendous book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic. David Currie was raised in a devout Christian family whose father was a fundamentalist preacher and both parents teachers at Moody Bible Institute. Currie's whole upbringing was immersed in a life of fundamentalist Protestantism, theology professors, seminary presidents, and founders of evangelical mission agencies were frequent guests at his family's dinner table. Currie himself received a degree from Trinity International University and studied in a Master's of Divinity program at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. This book was written as an explanation to his fundamentalist and evangelical friends and family about why he became a Roman Catholic. Currie presents a very lucid, systematic, and intelligible account of the reasons for his conversion to the Roman Catholic Church that Christ founded. He gives detailed discussions of important theological and doctrinal beliefs that Catholics and evangelicals hold in common, as well as the key doctrines that separate us, particularly the Most Blessed Sacrament, the Pope, and Our Lady. If you have a non-Catholic spouse, relative, or friend, this book will help them to understand the Roman Catholic Church and help you to understand the Protestant Church. I have personally read this book, and it is amazing. It's a wonderful book. This extraordinary book titled Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, costs $16.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The title of the book, Born Fundamentalist, Born Again Catholic, costs $16.50. On December 7, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "My children in the United States of America, must you go hungry? Many parts of your country shall suffer from want of food, for the winter will be cold. Many shall die in the coming year, for my children. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Hunger shall be in the homes of many," unquote. We came across a tremendous book titled Stocking Up 3. It's by Rodale Press. This book is the Bible on home food storage. It is an American classic and is the most popular book on food storage. It is completely revised and contains the latest and advanced home storage techniques. It has a complete step-by-step instructions for freezing, canning, drying, root cellaring, and preparing for storage just about every food imaginable. It has tips for quick and easy home food preservation. It has 627 pages. Over 1,200,000 copies of previous editions have been sold. Stocking Up 3 is available for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Stocking Up 3 for $25 plus $6 shipping and handling. The weekly holy hours grew by 104 hours for a grand total of 19,500 hours that pious souls have pledged for the next year. If you will pledge one or more holy hours to our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition ever to occur in the history of the world. Also at your holy hours, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's messages on this station on These Last Days radio program. On May 10, 1972, Our Lady gave us this most important advice. She said, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayer for those who are falling into the well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through the gift of His heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop the daily habit of visiting my Son. He grows lonely." We have a chartered bus going to Our Lady of the Roses Shrine for the prayer vigil on September 27, 1997. We will be leaving Grand Rapids on Friday, the day before, at 4 p.m. on September 26th, arriving in Lansing at about 5:15, Detroit about 7:30, and Toledo, Ohio, 8:30. The cost is $172 for room and bus fare. If you are interested at all, please give us a call at 1-800-333-2046. Our hours are about 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. On September 14, 1985, Our Lady said, quote, "Like a thief in the night, the chastisement shall come upon you. Are you ready, my children? Have you read and reread the messages from heaven given from the years that go back to 1970? On December 7, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel of my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time," unquote. On July 25, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, "I have asked many times that all of our legions of workers unite in a common cause to save souls. We are much grieved to see that there is much dissension among the ranks of workers. Satan will promote confusion and dissatisfaction, for it is his way to disunite. To divide will be to conquer," unquote. On February 10, 1976, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, there is a spring upon the grounds of waters for cure. When the time is right, the Eternal Father shall bring the waters up," unquote. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world, appearing in various places, and I have a reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances," unquote. What a great and glorious day that will be. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. Our Lady's messages and this radio program are under great attack. I ask that you make a holy hour each day until this assault is stopped. Also, I ask that you send as much financial support as you can to help keep Our Lady's messages on this station. On June 1, 1978, Jesus said, quote, "As disciples of the latter days, my children, much shall be asked of you, but I assure you, all that you give in faith and charity shall be returned to you threefold," unquote. You may use your MasterCard or Visa or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-333-2046, or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady from 1970 to 1994, an audio track of this program, and a message of June 18, 1988, and much more. You will find it most interesting. Our internet address is, again, www.tldm.org. You can visit your public library, and many of these have internet terminals. They will help you and assist you in looking up www.tldm.org. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, let me see. My first testimony here is from Ohio, to Our Lady of the Roses. A lot has happened to me since I attended the vigil. I returned to the sacraments. My granddaughter was baptized. And now I have to tell you about my husband. After I returned to the sacraments, I prayed and asked my husband to return, too. Slowly, his resistance started to weaken. He would wear the medals, but not the scapula. Just when he was ready, Satan would fight, and my husband would take off the medals, yell at me, and to tell me to stop praying the rosary. But thanks to our Heavenly Mother, he now is saved. He became ill and found out he had cancer, but still would not return. His excuse was that he couldn't ask God to forgive him now when he was dying, since he would not ask his forgiveness before and had turned his back on God for so long. I kept placing the rose petal on his chest and praying my rosary beside his bed. I left the rosary on the nightstand, and when I would return to visit again, the rose petal would be taped onto the stand. The morning of his death, they performed minor surgery. When he returned to his room, he helped me place a scapula with the crucifix and medal attached on him. I replaced the rose petal and prayed. That evening, he took a turn for the worse. I called our parish priest. When Father came and introduced himself, my husband could not take his eyes from him and tried to talk. Father placed his ear close to my husband and listened to what he whispered, and then he absolved him. Then Father gave him the last rites and prayed very slowly so that my husband could move his lips and follow along with him. Then Father held him close to his arms and comforted him. My husband looked more at peace than he had in 4 years. 10 minutes after Father left, my husband had a peaceful death. The tears flowed not only from my loss, but from the great happiness knowing my husband's soul was saved. Our dearest mother promised if anyone died wearing her scapula, they would not see the fires of hell. Thank you, dearest mother, my queen, for giving us poor humans this grace. I keep thanking Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, help of mothers, for saving him and cheating Satan of another soul. God bless you, Veronica, for helping me find my way back home. God bless all the workers for the love and help they give to spreading Our Lady's messages. Thank you, and then that is signed. Now, my next one here is from Massachusetts, to Our Lady of the Roses. I would like to give a testimony about how my family has been helped by Our Lady of the Roses. I have a daughter who got a vocation into the convent from Our Lady of the Roses. She went into the convent in 1979, and she has now become a professed nun for a number of years. I also wanted to give a testimony about a son who was cured of ulcerated colitis. He was blessed by Veronica in a sick circle. He did not use any prednisones, which he had been using a great deal of. After that, he did not even have any bleeding. He had previously been hospitalized and had been quite sick, but he did not have any more bleeding. He didn't use sulfa drugs for a couple of years. Since then, which was a few years ago now, he has been completely cured of that. And when he first got it, the doctor said there was no cure of ulcerated colitis. I also want to give a testimony regarding my mother. She is an 89-year-old in the clinic. She was in a vegetative state, and she got gangrene in her foot. The doctors had said then that it would spread through the body and would be fatal. They didn't amputate because that also would be fatal at her age. I used a rose petal from Our Lady of the Roses on her leg and foot. Within, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks after that, well, the gangrene, in effect, cured itself. it didn't spread any further. This is what is medically called orthoamputation. It amputated itself. The doctors went in with the scissors. They just entered the room and cut it off and took it out. They said that it was a miracle. It was such a rare phenomenon that the other doctors were called in to take photographs. The two doctors are Catholics and away from the faith. But after seeing this miracle, they visited the sacred grounds here of Our Lady of the Roses. They returned as practicing Catholics. Not only that, but they are going to Mass every day and saying a rosary every day, which they are still doing. This is my testimony I wish to give in gratitude to Our Lady of the Roses and her Divine Son for the love and glory of God and the salvation of souls. And that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In November 1992, we received a beautiful note written from Veronica. It reads, Ave Maria. Dear Gary, God bless you and thank you for sharing your donation with another arm, so to say, of Our Lady of the Roses. United, our groups can solace the injured hearts of Jesus and Our Lady. Together, we can reach out to the world. I know for a fact that Jesus and our Blessed Mother are very pleased with your mission. Our hearts and prayers are always with you. All heaven's graces in a shower of roses. Lovingly in Christ, it's signed, Veronica JMJT. We urgently need your help to continue this radio outreach to the world. Will you help? Our Lady really needs your financial support. Don't let her down. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You have been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.